Hello, good morning.
早上好。
I'm very happy to be here today.
很高兴在这里。
I think the last time I was here, so this is my second time.
这是我第二次在这里讲道。
The last time I preached from Acts chapter 2, 42 to 47. It's on the believers fellowshipping together.
上一次我讲了《使徒行传》第二章42到46节，就关于信徒之间大家互相的团契交通。
Where they were listening to the apostles' teaching.
他们在听这种使徒的讲道。
They were helping one another.
他们互帮互助。
And last time we looked at example of how early believers were involved in the church.
我们也看到了大家在早期教会弟兄姐妹之间怎么样参与教会的事工。
So today we're going to be looking at a more specific example.
今天我们要看到一个特别的例子。
Of a man who was involved in the church.
是一个人他参与了教会的事工。
This man knew the apostles' teachings.
他非常清楚使徒的教导。
He was in fellowship with other believers.
他也跟其他的信徒一起交通。
He was helping others.
他也帮助其他人。
So we're going to look at the life of this man, Stephen.
我们看一下史蒂凡的生命。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven,
慈爱的天父，
thank you very much for your day, the Lord's day.
感谢你这个主日。
And thank you very much for your holy scripture.
也感谢你这个教会。
That you have loved us so that you have reached out to us.
你触摸了我们每个人。
And that you have given us your words so that we can know about you and have a relationship with you.
你把你的话语赐给我们所以我们可以了解你可以跟你有亲密的关系。
So I ask that your Holy Spirit work that you may be able to work in our hearts that we may be able to listen to you.
让你的圣灵在我们心里做工使我们可以明白你的话语。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Okay. So, Stephen, he shows up in the book of Acts chapter 6.
史蒂凡在使徒行传第六章出现。
This is in the early church when the church has just started.
那个时候教会刚刚开始。
If you look forward in the book of Acts, you see that it begins with Jesus being taken up to heaven.
如果你往回看，你可以看到《使徒行传》开始的时候，耶稣被提。
And then shortly after that, the church is formed.
那之后不久，教会就形成了。
We don't know about the exact timeline of when chapter 6 begins.
我们不知道第六章开始的时候是具体的时间。
But it should be within the first few years of Jesus going up to heaven.
可能就是在耶稣被提之后的几年之内。
Now, when we start in Acts chapter 6, we see that the church is is in a period of very fast growth.
我们看到第六章开始的时候，教会经历了快速的增长。
As a matter of fact, verse 1 begins with, in those days when the number of disciples was increasing.
第六章第一节开始就是那时门徒增多。
That is, the church was growing.
那个时候教会在快速的增长。
I understand that the reason I am here today is because Pastor Lou is on a mission trip.
我知道我今天我在这里讲到的原因是因为刘牧师他有一个宣教的活动。
That he is overseas right now in Malaysia.
他在马来西亚。
Discipling other people.
教导其他人。
Telling people about Jesus.
告诉别人关于耶稣基督。
And so I think at that time the church was doing much the same.
那个时候教会也在做同样的事情。
And people were coming to Christ and people were being discipled.
大家来到耶稣面前成为耶稣的门徒。
That is a wonderful time to be in.
那个是非常奇妙的时刻。
A time when people are coming to Christ and following Jesus.
那个时候人大家来到耶稣面前成为他的门徒。
And becoming a, for, following disciples, following Jesus' teaching is what a disciple is.
跟随耶稣听懂他的教导是一个门徒应该做的事情。
And implied in being a disciple is being a believer of Jesus.
成为一个门徒就是成为耶稣的门跟随者。
And so we see at the beginning of chapter 6 that there are people coming to Christ and following him.
我们看到第六章开始的时候人来到耶稣的面前成为他的门徒。
We continue in verse 1.
我们继续看第一节。
The Grecian Jews among them complained against the Hebraic Jews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily distribution of food.
有说希利尼化的犹太人向希伯来人发怨言因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。
So often it is that there is strife in a church.
我们经常可以看到在教会里有一些摩擦。
Just as at this time, it looks like, there are two cultures in this congregation.
大家可以看到在这个时候有两种不同的文化在教会里。
There are the Hebraic Jews, those are Jews from Judea, where this church is located, it's in Jerusalem.
这里有希伯来的犹太人他们就是从犹大地来的。
They most likely spoke Aramaic.
他们肯定说亚兰话。
And then there are the Grecian Jews, I expect to be the minority.
有些是希律尼化的犹太人他们可能是少数派。
They would speak Greek.
他们说希腊话。
Which was the language of the Roman Empire.
那是罗马的官方语言。
And they most likely did not speak that much Aramaic.
他们很可能不说这个亚兰话。
So I suspect that it's the, there's some cultural issues that's resulted in the Grecian, Jews' widows, being overlooked in the food distribution.
可能因为文化上的冲突是有些讲希律尼话的犹太人寡妇没有得到他们应有的照顾。
So this church was multicultural and multilingual.
这个教会是多种语言多种文化的教会。
Perhaps similar to a church we might be familiar with.
可能在大家非常熟悉这样的教会。
But despite this problem, the church came up with a solution.
不管尽管有这样的问题但是教会找到了解决的方法。
So the 12 gathered all the disciples together and said, It would not be right for us to neglect the ministry of the word of God in order to wait on tables.
十二个使徒叫众门徒来对他们说我们撇下神的道去管理饭食原是不合宜的。
Brothers, choose 7 men from among you who are known to be full of the spirit and wisdom. We will turn this responsibility over to them and give our attention to prayer and the ministry of the word.
所以弟兄们当从你们中间选出七个有好名声被圣灵充满智慧充足的人我们就派他们管理这事但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。
So it appeared that one of the reasons that these widows were being overlooked
这些寡妇们被忽略的一个原因可能是
is because the disciples got busy.
因为这些使徒们太忙了。
They had, too many things to do.
他们有非常多的事情需要去做。
It's not that they ignored these widows.
并不是讲他们就故意了忽略了这些人。
But they just kind of slipped by and they forgot about them.
可能就是因为忙他们就这些事来不及顾及到。
So to resolve this issue, the church came up with a solution, and the idea was to delegate.
因为产生了这样的事情，所以教会找到了一个解决的方法，就是把各种任务分派给大家。
They proposed to find 7 men to delegate to.
他们建议选出七个人。
And these men must be full of the spirit and wise.
他这七个人必须有好名声而且被圣灵充满有智慧充足的人。
Going on to, verses 5 and 6. This proposal pleased the whole group. They chose Stephen, a man full of faith and of the Holy Spirit. Also Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Parmenas and Nicholas from Antioch, a convert to Judaism. They presented these men to the apostles who prayed and laid their hands on them.
大众都喜悦这话，就又拣选了斯蒂凡，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人，又拣选腓力、波罗哥罗、尼加拉、提门、巴米拉，并进犹太的安提阿人尼哥拉，叫他们站在使徒面前，使徒祷告了，就按手在他们头上。
And so here we have the appearance of Stephen.
所以这里史蒂凡出现了。
Right away, we can see that Stephen is a faithful man.
我们可以看到史蒂凡他是一个有信心的人。
That is, this man has faith, faith in Jesus.
这他在耶稣基督里非常具有信心。
And so this begins our list of good qualities that we should have.
所以这就开始我们一系列就是我们所应该有的品质。
You might think it is a trivial task.But ask those that do not know Jesus, and it will become apparent that Holy Spirit power is necessary to believe.
你们大家可能会认为这是非常小的事情，告诉别人关于耶稣基督，让大家来认耶稣基督为主，成为耶稣的门徒。
That's right. We need the power of God for us to have the faith to believe in Jesus.
我们需要圣灵的能力。是告诉我们，让我们能够向别人传讲这个福音，让耶稣基督成为他们的主。
Otherwise, the gospel just appears as foolishness.
不然的话，这个圣经就是愚言了。
But we also see here that this is one of many talents that Stephen will have.And that is knowing, and one of them is knowing Jesus, that is submitting to him as Lord and Savior.
这是斯蒂凡是具有品质的，都像才干的一样，他就把自己完全交托给耶稣基督。
It's actually the same for us too.
这同样是也应适用于我们。
The reality is that for all the good advice that is in the Bible,
实际上在圣经里有很多关于这个智慧的教导
all the wisdom, all the moral teachings,
一些智慧上的、伦理上的教导
none of that matters if you do not have a saving relationship with Jesus Christ.
如果你没有跟耶稣具有一个亲密的关系，这些都对你来说一点用都没有
Because without trusting Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, you are going to hell.
如果你不相信耶稣基督是你的救主、你的主，你就会进入这个
地狱。And in the scheme of eternity, in the scheme of eternity, any of the good works that you think you might have done, all of your good qualities, all of your achievements,that's actually meaningless.
对于永生来说，你在世上所做的一些善功，你的好的一些品质，一点用都没有。
So we see here that Stephen has a reputation of being a faithful man. Not just that he is a faithful man, but he has a reputation of one.
在这里我们看到斯蒂凡，他是一个有很好的名声，他是一个非常具有信心的人。
He has a reputation of being faithful, of having the Holy Spirit being evident in his life and being a wise man.
他是一个大有信心，被圣灵充满，有智慧的人。
Now, these actually are related to each other.
这些其实是互相关联的。
For to have wisdom, you need God.
有智慧就需要 有神，你才会有智慧。
For Proverbs 2:6 reminds us, Proverbs 2:6, For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth comes knowledge and understanding.
箴言二章六节告诉我们，因为耶和华赐人智慧，知识和聪明都由他口而出。
The way to know God is to know Jesus, as is often used in the verse John 14:6.
认识神就要认识耶稣， 在约翰福音十四章六节就告诉我们
This is where Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命若不记着我没有人能到父那里去。
And it is a and same with the Holy Spirit. To have the Holy Spirit, you must first believe in Jesus.
同样对你必须相信耶稣你才会有圣灵。
So in reality, wisdom and spirit are both rooted in having saving faith in Jesus Christ.
信心和智慧你必须建立在相信耶稣基督是你的救主的基础上。
This is a challenge and a reminder of why we are here.
这就是对我们的一个挑战也提醒我们为什么我们今天会在这里。
That is in this building right now.
因为圣灵现在就在这里。
The reason that we are here is, in this building right now. This is not a social club.
今天我们在这里的原因并不是因为我们在这个社交的俱乐部。
Though we may have an aspect of fellowship.
我们可能会有一些团体交流的时间。
This is not a class about having a more successful life.
这里不是一个有个更成功的生活的一个讲座。
Though the Bible is full of advice.
虽然圣经充满了这样的智慧，这样的教导。
First and foremost, we are here to worship Jesus Christ.
我们在这里最主要的是我们在这敬拜耶稣基督。
And all of the activities, the fellowship, the teaching, the singing revolve around worshiping Jesus.
我们在这里所有的一切活动，我们的赞美、敬拜、我们的教导都是围绕着耶稣基督进行的。
Now the second thing we see is that Stephen is a man of service.
第二点我们看到的斯蒂凡他是一个侍奉的人。
His reputation for his wisdom and having the spirit causes him to be nominated for the most esteemed position of waiting on tables.
他斯蒂凡他的好名声他有智慧他被圣灵充满使他能够被提名。七个执事之一，他最主要的目的就是分发饭食。
So, yes, this is the common thought is that this passage here does begin the idea of having deacons in the church.
从这里可能就是大家认为这是就是执事在教会的开始。
I think it's an irony from Jesus, where he tells us that the first will be last and many who are last will be first.
这跟耶稣的教导非常像是他叫你在先的要在后在后的要在先。
It's also a reminder of who we are, that is servants of Christ Jesus.
也提醒我们我们是谁我们是耶稣基督的仆人。
This is an important distinction that in us doing things, and I know it is easy to become busy.
我们知道我们很容易就是变得忙碌起来。
It's easy to become distracted by the present work at hand.
很容易被其他的杂事所吸引过去。
But ultimately, this is about serving our Lord Jesus Christ.
但最终我们是需要聚集在我们为主做工上。
Just as how Peter, Paul, James, Timothy and Jude, in many of their letters, they begin by acknowledging themselves as servants of Jesus.
我们一看在彼得、雅各、犹大、保罗他们的书信里面，他们也提到他们是耶稣基督的仆人。
And when we say that Jesus is our Lord, that makes us His servants.
如果当我们说耶稣基督是主的时候，我们就成了他的仆人。
And that means our works, which may be in service to others, is focused on serving Christ.
我们的工艺当我们帮助其他人的时候，我们也就在服侍耶稣基督。
Now I am presently aware that there are many opportunities to be involved in ACBC operations.
我知道现在目前的情况下，我们在 ACBC 这个教会里有许多可以需要事工的地方。
I think some number of weeks ago there was a call for volunteers for the Halloween alternative event this Thursday.
几个礼拜之前真的有呼召需要大家去志愿参加这个万圣节替代活动的志愿者可能就是这个星期四。
I know there are many small group opportunities.
有许多其他小组的需要一些服侍。
And then there's the literal food service opportunities.
也需要饭食的服侍。
You know, similar to what Stephen was responsible for.
就像史蒂凡做的一样。
Yes, I think there are food service opportunities on Friday night meals, on Sunday lunches in the kitchen.
在像饭食的话，在星期五、周五的晚上的晚餐，主日的午餐，还叫卫生那个厨房的帮忙。
So you too can be like Stephen.
在座的任何一位都可以变成像史蒂凡一样的人。
Now the results of the deacon serving, presumably allow the apostles to teach and witness to many people.
这个则是他们的事工可以使得一些使徒们可以集中精力在那教导上为耶稣做见证上。
Actually, I think it's all the Christians who were witnessing.
向所有的基督徒做见证。
And the results are seen in Acts chapter 6, verse 7.
这个结果在使徒行传第六章第七节上。
So the word of God spread. The number of disciples in Jerusalem increased rapidly, and a large number of priests became obedient to the faith.
神的道兴旺起来，在耶路撒冷门徒数目加增了甚多，也有许多祭司信从了这道。
This is a reminder that Acts centers itself on Acts 1:8.
这提醒我们，这个《使徒行传》它的中心思想是在《使徒行传》一章八节。
Acts 1:8 can be thought of as a central theme of the Acts of the Apostles.
使徒行传一章八节就是使徒行传整本书的中心思想。
But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
That is, the book of Acts is about how the Holy Spirit enabled the Christians to be witnesses for Jesus.
整本使徒行传它告诉我们，圣灵使我们有能力为耶稣基督做见证。
This also hints at what the Holy Spirit is for.
这也告诉我们这是为圣灵的目的。
That is, the Holy Spirit is there to enable us to be witnesses for Jesus Christ.
圣灵使我们可以成为耶稣基督做见证。
It is also when we are witnessing for Jesus that the work of the Holy Spirit is most apparent.
当我们为耶稣做见证的时候，也就是圣灵彰显他能力的时候。
Throughout Acts, for that matter, and for that matter, the New Testament and the Bible at large,
总管整个使徒行传，甚至新约，甚至整本圣经。
Whenever someone is filled with the Holy Spirit, the result is testifying to the glory of God.
当一个人被圣灵充满的时候，他的目的就彰显了神的荣耀。
I mean, whether it is Bezalel and Oholiab being filled with the Spirit to teach and make parts of the tabernacle.
当比沙列和亚和利亚伯他们被圣灵充满的时候，他们就可以教导，也可以为建造这个会幕。
Or Joshua filled with the Holy Spirit so that Israel would follow Moses' commands.
当耶稣亚被圣灵充满的时候，他可以带领以色列人遵行摩西的命令。
Or John the Baptist being filled with the Spirit to make way for Jesus.
受洗约翰他被圣灵充满的时候，他可以为主修直他的路。
Or Peter being filled with the Spirit to speak to the Sanhedrin and be a witness for Jesus.
彼得被圣灵充满的时候，他就可以向犹太公会讲道，为耶稣做见证。
The result is that the glory of God is revealed whether in word or deed.
这个为耶稣做见证体现在不管是言语上还是行为上。
I should take an aside here to know that there is a distinction. Sometimes you see the word being baptized with the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Holy Spirit.
这里我要提一下一个就是说受圣灵的洗跟被圣灵充满这个区别。
We are baptized with the Holy Spirit when we receive Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
当我们接受耶稣基督作为我们救主的时候，我们就是受了圣灵的洗。
This is Jesus' promise in John chapter 14, 15-17.
这是耶稣在约翰福音14章15到17节的应许。
Where Jesus tells us, If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth.
耶稣说，你们若爱我，我必遵守我的命令。我要求父，父就另外赐你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
The act of the Holy Spirit starting to live in us is often referred to as being baptized by the Holy Spirit.
当圣灵住在我们心中的时候，我们就称为受圣灵的洗。
For in 1 Corinthians 12:13, it reminds us that we are all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slave or free, and we were all given this one Spirit to drink.
哥林多前书12章13节告诉我们，我们不惧是犹太人，是希利尼人，是为奴的，是自主的，都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体，隐喻一位圣灵。The
we in this context of this passage is those who are in the body of Christ. That is all the believers of Jesus.
这我们在这个经文里讲的我们，指的是我们所有信靠耶稣基督的信徒。
Being filled with the Holy Spirit is different in that it appears to be temporary, and appears at moments in people's lives when God is using us.
被圣灵充满，看上去很多时候是暂时的，是当一个人被神所使用的时候，他圣灵被圣灵充满。So
all the examples in Acts where it mentions that someone is filled with the Spirit, the result is that Jesus is proclaimed.
在使徒行传里，当一个人被圣灵所充满的时候，他们就是赞美主。This
goes back to the theme of Acts about Christians, through the Holy Spirit witnessing for Jesus in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
这就是在使徒行传里讲到，当信徒被圣灵充满的时候，他们就可以在耶路撒冷、犹太全地。 撒玛利亚，世界地极，为耶稣基督做见证。And
so finally we have Stephen being a man who is a witness for Christ.
最后我们看到斯蒂凡，他是一个做见证的人。So
Stephen is a man of faith, a man of service, and finally a man of testimony.
斯蒂凡是一个有信心的人，他也一个侍奉的人。最后我们看到他是一个做见证的人。Acts
6:8-15.
使徒行传6章8到9节，8到15节。
Now Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, did great wonders and miraculous signs among the people. Opposition arose, however, from the members of the synagogue of the freemen, as it was called, Jews of Cyrene and Alexandria, as well as the provinces of Cilicia and Asia. These men began to argue with Stephen.
斯蒂凡满得恩惠能力，在民间行了大奇事和神迹。当时有称利百地拿会堂的几个人，并有古利来、亚历山大、加利加、基利加、亚西亚各处会堂的几个人都起来和斯蒂凡辩论。But
they could not stand up against his wisdom or the spirit by whom he spoke.
但是他们不能反驳斯蒂凡。
Then they secretly persuaded some of the men to say, "We have heard Stephen speak words of blasphemy against Moses and against God."
斯蒂凡是以智慧和圣灵说话，众人抵挡不住，就买出人来说：“我们听见他说诽谤摩西和神的话。” So
they stirred up the people and the elders and the teachers of the law. They seized Stephen and brought him before the Sanhedrin. They produced false witnesses who testified, "This fellow never stopped speaking against this holy place and against the law."
他们又耸动了百姓、长老并文士，就忽然来捉拿他，把他带到公会去，设下假见证说，这人说话不住地践踏圣所和律法。For
we have heard him say that this Jesus of Nazareth will destroy this place and change the customs Moses handed down to us.
我们曾听他说，这拿撒勒人耶稣要毁坏此地，也要改变摩西所教给我们的规条。All
who were sitting in the Sanhedrin looked intently at Stephen, and they saw that his face was like the face of an angel.
在公会里坐着的人都定睛看他，见他的面貌好像天使的面貌。
So Stephen is a multidisciplined man.
这个斯蒂凡他有许多的才干。
He's capable of many things.
他可以做很多事。
Not only can he serve food.
他不仅可以分发饭食。
He's also able to perform miracles.
他行了好多神迹。
In the Bible in Greek, there's a couple words for miracles.
圣经里如果希腊文的话，它有很不同的意思。
Sometimes you'll see in the English translations you have miracles or and others miraculous signs.
它有些神迹或者奇事。
Here the Bible uses miraculous signs.
这里讲到是神迹。
That means that there's an emphasis on the sign. That is, it's a sign of something beyond what is natural.
它这里强调的是一些神迹，它是超乎自然的一些神迹。
So we don't know what kind of miracle Stephen performed.
我们不知道神迹怎么行了，我们不知道斯蒂凡行了什么样的神迹。
And we don't need to.
我们不需要知道。
The point is that these are signs that point to Jesus.
我们需要知道的是这些神迹是指向了耶稣。
And again, testifying for Jesus.
为耶稣做见证。
And in verses 9 and 10, we see that the opposition against Stephen, has grown.
我们从第九节到第十节，我们可以看到反对斯蒂凡的声音日趋增加。
But, Stephen argues back.
但是斯蒂凡他可以为自己辩护。
Not just argues back, but he's able to win in the argument against these Jews from the synagogue.
他不仅可以自我辩护，他可以也赢得一些犹太公会的人。
So Stephen, through the Holy Spirit, is clearly a man who can testify for Christ, not only in how he lives his life, but also in how he speaks.
斯蒂凡通过圣灵的赐给他的能力，他可以为耶稣做见证。他不仅活出了这样的生活，他也可以教导其他人。
Often we can get in this debate about whether evangelism is about teaching people, telling people the word of God.witnessing to them through the way we live our lives.
我们经常会遇到这样的情况，就是宣教是到底是我们教导别人这话语呢，还是就是通过活出这样的生活来宣教？
The reality is, it's just as with Stephen, it's both.
实际上我们可以从斯蒂凡这个例子，我们看到我们两者都需要。
Being a witness for Jesus is done in both how we live.And what we say.
为耶稣基督做见证是通过我们有怎么样的生活，也是我们怎么样言行举止。
We should be living a life that is honoring to God, but also helpful to others.
我们需要活一个为神所荣耀的生活，也并成为一个有对别人有帮助的人。
But we also need to be telling people about the Bible and reminding others of who Jesus is.
我们也需要告诉别人耶稣是什么样的人，告诉他们神的福音。
That is that we need to be telling others that Jesus is God who died for you and my sins.
我们需要告诉别人耶稣是神，他为我们的罪所死而死。
Not that Jesus is not A God, but he is God.
耶稣不是一位神，他就是那位人神。
Now, of course, the passage is also a reminder that in the course of witnessing for Jesus, we are not promised that it will be easy.
当我们为耶稣基督做见证的时候，圣经告诉我们这会不容易。
As a matter of fact, Jesus reminds us at the end of the Beatitudes, blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad because great is your reward in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
耶稣基督在登山宝训最后结尾的时候提醒我们，人若因我辱骂你们，逼迫你们，捏造各样坏话诽谤你们，你们就有福了，应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你们以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。
And it is a scary fact that in 2 Timothy 3:12, Paul just tells us, in fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
在保罗在提摩太后书三章十二节告诉我们，不但如此，凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，也都要受逼迫。 这听上去有点可怕。
Yeah, I had to double check my Greek Bible, and it actually does say that.
我重复看了我那个希腊文的圣经，确实是这样说的。
That the all and the will be persecuted is there.
它是这个全部会被受迫害，是确实在那个原文里面。
But it's also a reminder at the cost of being a disciple of Jesus.
告诉我们这个跟随耶稣基督的代价。
That when we say Jesus is my Lord and Savior, that means we are willing to abandon all the other things for the sake of Christ.
当我们称耶稣基督为主的时候，我们表示我们愿意放弃其他的事情。
Yes, Stephen, he spoke well in defending Christ with words with the non-believing Jews.
我们继续，这个斯蒂凡他可以为耶稣基督做辩护。
They've conspired against him and accused him of speaking words of blasphemy against Moses and God.
他们合谋控告他说诽谤摩西的律法。
Which the Jewish leaders in Jerusalem cannot tolerate.
这犹太领袖们是不能容忍的。
I think these Jews had already set out with a certain opinion of Stephen, and they just refused to see anything else.
他们其实事先已经对斯蒂凡有早有个定论了，他们不愿意接受其他的意见。
It actually kind of reminds me of the 50 Cent Army.
这提醒我一个 50 Cent Army, 一个
那是那个五毛党。
五毛党。
Yeah, they can't handle some negative opinions.
他们不能接受任何的不同的意见。
So I think that these Jews are the same way.
这些犹太领袖们就是他们就跟这个一样。
Now, to the Sanhedrin's credit, they decide to do their own investigation.
这个犹太公会他们想自己做一个调查。
Then the high priest asked him, are these charges true?
这个大祭司就说这些事果然有吗？
And so Stephen begins his great and shining moment.
这就开始了斯蒂凡他的光辉时刻。
Actually, he has a choice to make.
实际上他其实可以做一个选择。
He can take this opportunity to defend his life.
他可以自我防御，为自己的生命辩护。
But he chooses not to save himself.
他决定不能拯救自己的生命。
He could have chosen to focus on how the Old Testament reveals who Jesus is.
他可以选择跟他们讲这个旧约圣经怎么样启示这个耶稣基督。
But I think the Sanhedrin already knew what the Christians were believing.
我相信这个犹太公会他们早已知道这个基督徒所信的是什么。
So instead he chooses to focus on revealing the sin of the Jews in rejecting God.
相反，斯蒂凡他揭露了这个犹太人他们拒绝神所犯的罪。
So, now in terms of his speech, we're going to be studying that in the nursery Sunday school next week.
这个关于斯蒂凡的讲道，我们在下个礼拜天会在这个 nursery 那个婴孩主日学的时候学习。
Not today, but next week.
不是今天，是下个呢。
Okay.
主日。
But Stephen ends his speech in Acts chapter 7, 51-53.
斯蒂凡结束了他的讲到在使徒行传七章五十一到五十三节。
He concludes his speech with, you stiff-necked people with uncircumcised hearts and ears, you are just like your fathers, you always resist the Holy Spirit. Was there ever a prophet your fathers did not persecute? They even killed those who predicted the coming of the righteous one, and now you have betrayed and murdered him. You who have received the law that was put into effect through the angels but have not obeyed it.
斯蒂凡这样结束他的讲话。你们这应着景象心与而未受割礼的人，常是恐惧圣灵，你们的祖宗这样，你们也这样。那一个先知不是你们祖宗逼迫的呢？你们也把预先传说那义者要来的人杀了，如今又把那义者卖了杀了。你们受了天使所传的律法，竟不遵守。
Now this is the downside of the gospel.
这是福音的福音，我们不愿意接受福音的一方面。
That is, while the gospel means good news, there is also bad news.
福音意思是好消息，但也是对有些人这也是一个不好的消息。
The bad news is that we are sinners and have fallen short of the glory of God.
不好的消息是我们是罪人，我们亏缺了神的荣耀。
How often the truth hurts.
有多少时间我们觉得真理是我们受伤？
Just as how the Jewish leaders had previously murdered Jesus, who was an innocent man, by sending him to execution on the cross, they have disobeyed God.
就像前面这个犹太人，他们把无辜的耶稣基督钉在十字架上而死。
They have disobeyed God despite having the Bible that points to Jesus as the Messiah.
他们违背了神的话，尽管圣经告诉我们耶稣是神的受膏者。
Yes, the downside of the gospel is that we need a savior.
So, 福音不利的一方面就是我们需要一位拯救者。
A savior to save me from my corruption and sin.
一个拯救者拯救我们脱离这个罪孽。
And Jesus can save you too. That is the good news.
耶稣可以救你。
Continuing on to verses 54, to 60.
我们继续从54节到60节。
When they heard this, they were furious and gnashed their teeth at him. But Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Look, he said, I see heaven open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.
众人听见这话就极其恼怒，向斯蒂凡咬牙切齿。但斯蒂凡被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边，就说：“我看见天开了，神子站在神的右边。”
At this, they covered their ears and yelling at the top of their voices, they all rushed at him, dragged him out of the city and began to stone him. Meanwhile, the witnesses laid their clothes at the feet of a young man named Saul.While they were stoning him, Stephen prayed, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Then he fell on his knees and cried out, Lord, do not hold this sin against them. When he had said this, he fell asleep.
众人大声喊叫，捂着耳朵，齐心涌上前去，把他推到城外，用石头打他。做见证的人把衣服放在一个少年人名叫扫罗的脚前。他们正用石头打的时候，斯蒂凡呼吁主说，求主耶稣接受我的灵魂，又跪下大声喊着说，主啊，不要将这罪归给他们。说了这话就睡了。
And so Stephen dies.
据斯蒂凡死了。
Now the Luke, the author, describes Stephen as having fallen asleep.
这个使徒行传的作者路加就说斯蒂凡睡着了。
It's a subtle reminder that for those of us who are faithful in Christ,that's baptized with the Holy Spirit, that for us, death is not death, but it's actually sleep.
这就是罗生的提醒我们，我们这些在圣灵里受洗归着耶稣基督的人，死亡并不是死，而是睡着了。
Because there will be a time when we awaken in the presence of Christ.
当时候到来，我们就会起来与耶稣同在。
As Paul quotes in 1 Corinthians 15:54-57, death has been swallowed up in victory. Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He has given us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
就像保罗在哥林多前书15章54-57节所说的一样，死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？死的毒钩就是罪，罪的权势就是律法。感谢神，我们记着我们的主耶稣基督得胜。
But also look, notice that what Stephen says just before his stoning.
就在斯蒂凡被石头打的前一刻。
Here in verse 55, the Bible records.That Stephen, full of the Holy Spirit, looked up and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God.
就在使徒行传七章五十五节，斯蒂凡被圣灵充满，定睛望天，看见神的荣耀，又看见耶稣站在神的右边。
Actually, some people might say that the Bible is full of contradictions.
啊，有很多人会说，可能圣经里充满了这些自相矛盾的描述。
It's actually somewhat true.
啊，在某种程度上，这可能是对的。
This is one of them.
这是可能是其中的一个。
Well, we may think of them as contradictions.
我们可能认为这是互相矛盾的地方。
But they're also not.
但实际上这没有。
Because God's logic is not our logic. Just as how God's thoughts are not our thoughts, neither are our ways His ways.
上帝的逻辑不是我们的逻辑，他的意念不是我们的意念，他的道路也不是我们的道路。
Let me explain.
让我来解释一下。
Exodus 33:20, God makes clear to Moses.
出埃及记33章。
But you cannot see my face, for no one may see my face, for no one may see me and live.
出埃及记33章20节说，你不能见我的面，因为人见我的面不能存活。
So it is amazing that it is true that by ourselves we cannot see God.
非常奇妙，我们自己我们不能见神。
But with God all things are possible.
但是在神凡事都能。
With Jesus, all things are possible.
在耶稣凡事都能。
Curiously, just a few verses above here in Exodus, Exodus 33:11.
很奇妙的，在几节经文之前，在出埃及记33章11节。
The Bible records, the Lord would speak with Moses face to face, as a man speaks to a friend.
圣经记载了耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人和朋友说话一般。
So several years ago,I was in the habit of going to East Taiwan for a mission trip every year.
几年之前我每年去台东做宣教。
Sister Xiu Qing did too.
秀清姐妹也一起去了。
So she was actually around for this following story.
她这个故事发生的时候她也在。
At least the Taiwan part. One year,due to my dad losing his job, he commanded me not to go on the mission trip.
有一年我父亲失业了，他就叫我不要去宣教了。
He said we needed to save money.
我们需要省钱。
I didn't think that way.
我不这样认为。
So after some prayer and meditation and consulting with the pastor, I decided to defy.
经过读经、祷告跟牧师的交通，我决定，不照我爸爸讲的那样做。
So that's right, I disobeyed my father.
我没有听我父亲的话。
So I went to Taiwan.
我去了台湾。
I saw the Holy Spirit working.
我见证了圣灵的工作。
People were believing in Jesus.
很多人，来信靠了耶稣。
People were being baptized.
人被受洗。
People were discipled.
受教。
Churches were built.
教会被建立。
So I came back and the following spring, my parents were visiting me.
接下来一个春天我父母来拜访我。
And I was sharing about how the Holy Spirit was working in Taiwan during the mission trip.
我就跟他们分享在我在台湾这个宣教过程中圣灵的工作。
To my surprise, my dad asked me about going that year.
非常惊讶的是我爸爸就跟我说他想一起去。
So the following summer, we went, both my dad and I, we went to Taiwan.
所以接下来的夏天我爸爸跟我就一起去了台湾做宣教。
We went to an area near Taidong.
我们去了一个台东附近的地方。
And people believed in Jesus.
人们相信了耶稣。
People were baptized.
他们被受洗。
The people were discipled.
他们聆听神的话语。
And churches were built.
教会被建立。
And while on the mission trip, my dad gave his personal testimony.
在宣教过程中我爸爸做了个人的见证。
It's his personal testimony and how he came to believe Jesus.
这个见证是关于他怎么样信耶稣基督的。
He gave this to a very large group of people.
他向很多人做见证。
And I remember afterwards a lot of people coming forward to receive Jesus Christ.
在他见证之后很多人来到面前接受耶稣基督作为他们的个人的救主。
After that, afterwards we came back to the United States.
我们回到了美国。
Some weeks later, I was visiting my parents.
几个礼拜之后我去拜访我父母。
And my parents, my father was sharing with others about the mission trip.
我的爸爸在跟其他人分享他这个宣教的过程。
He concluded his sharing with how it is impossible for us to see God.
他以这个怎么样我们为耶稣和活着作为结束。
But after going on the trip, he felt like Job at the end of the book.
他这个结束他就说经过了这个宣教之后他就是就像这个约伯记所描述的那样。
Yeah, the end of Job, in Job 42:1-6.
约伯记这个42章1到6节。
Then Job replied to the Lord, I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be thwarted. You asked, who is this that obscures my counsel without knowledge? Surely I spoke of these things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. You said, listen now and I will speak, I will question you and you shall answer me. My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes.
约伯记42章1到6节这样说，约伯回答耶和华说，我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻。谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我诉说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。求你听我，我要说话。我问你，求你指示我。我从前风闻有你，现在亲眼看见你，因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
My dad shared that before the mission trip, like Job, his ears had heard the Bible.
我爸爸跟人家分享，就是说在他的这个宣教活动之前，他就像约伯一样，他的耳朵听到了福音。
He had heard many preachings and teachings.
他也听了很多的讲道。
But it is during the mission trip when the Spirit is working that he was able to see God.
只有在这个宣教的过程中，这个圣灵的工作，这他看到了，他亲眼见到了神。
I can share more about how I saw that his life was different, how he was different after the trip.
我可以跟你们分享更多他这生命怎么样改变，在宣教活动之后他的生命的改变。
And I find it to be true that in my walk with Jesus, when I am contributing to people coming to Christ, whether in word or deed, I see the Holy Spirit working.
当在我与神同行的过程中，当我见到我在别人不管通过我的行为或者言语是别人接受耶稣基督的时候，我看到了圣灵的工作。
And it's in those moments that, when I see God, just like a Stephen, a man full of the Holy Spirit.
当圣灵中工作的时候，我就看到就像斯蒂凡，他被圣灵充满。
A man with the Spirit of Jesus.
他有耶稣基督的灵。
He serves.
他侍奉。
He testifies for Christ.
他为耶稣基督做见证。
And particularly when he witnessed for Jesus to the Jewish council, he saw God.
特别是当他为犹太公会为耶稣基督做见证的时候，他见到了神的荣耀。
It's actually the same way with us.
这同样应用在我们身上。
For if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, you can do that today.
如果你还没有跟耶稣基督有亲密的关系，你可以接受他今天。
You can see God too.
你可以见神。
In a moment we're going to sing.
过一会儿我们会唱歌。
If you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I invite you to come up while we are singing.
当我们唱歌的时候，如果你愿意接受耶稣基督作为你个人的救主，我邀请你到前面来。
For the rest of us,
是吧，我们剩下的其他人，
those who have the Spirit,
你们有圣灵的人，
and if you believe in Jesus, you have the Spirit.
如果你相信耶稣基督，你就有圣灵与你同在。
But if you want a fuller Spirit,
如果你想被圣灵充满，
Witness for Jesus.
为耶稣做见证。
Acts 1:8, Jesus reminds us that is what the Holy Spirit is for.
使徒行传一章八节告诉我们圣灵在我们身上的目的是什么。
Yes, the Bible records that the Holy Spirit does many things.
是的，圣经记载了圣灵做很多的工。
But the many things revolve around Jesus, our cornerstone.
这许多事情都是围绕着耶稣基督是我们的房角石。
And just as how Stephen's faith, service, and speech testifies for Christ.
就像斯蒂凡他有献身有信心的见证见证了耶稣基督。
We too can see God when we are faithful to Jesus in our service and speech.
当我们在我们的言语上我们的行动上对耶稣有信心的时候我们就是在为耶稣基督做见证